You're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting at 92.5 FM in Revelstoke. Here's some news. The owner of the two biggest manufactured home parks in Revelstoke is starting the process of turning them into stratas. The Cumming family owns four parks in town. They're exploring rezoning Glacier Heights and Oscar Street parks. The family operates as Rimture Investments Limited. They sent letters in November to residents of the two parks, saying they want to minimize displacement of their tenants by giving them the first chance to buy their plot of land. Changing zoning from manufactured home park to stratification creates individual titles for the lots the mobile homes currently sit on. Encouraging owners to stratify to prevent the displacement of tenants is the main intent of a policy the city passed in the summer. The Manufactured Home Park Redevelopment Residential Tenant Protection and Strata Conversion Policy. Paul Simon is the city's lead planner.
It's always a contentious issue, and it's also an emotional issue, very rightfully so, with redevelopment of manufactured home parks.
There are 19 parks in Revelstoke, 494 mobile homes, making up around 13% of Revelstoke's housing stock. Johnson Heights is already stratified.
You can think of Johnson Heights Mobile Home Park as what this policy is striving for should someone want to redevelop one of the existing manufactured home parks.
So how is the city encouraging owners to go through the stratification process instead of building up the land and selling hundreds of townhouses for $800,000 each, which Simon admits is a financially appealing route?
If I had to wager an educated guess, I would think that the process of selling it to a developer and making money is probably more profitable than going through the long process of stratifying and trying to work with individual property owners. And then, you know, you need to consider, how are you going to get financing set up for all of it? And these will be questions that staff will have of the applicant going through the process. And I won't speak for council, but I would assume council will also have these questions to want to understand how the residents are being managed.
If a park owner wants to redevelop, they have to apply to the city for a zoning change. Under the new policy, the owner must first consider rezoning to a strata and give tenants the right of first refusal to buy their lands. Before applying to rezone, owners have to create what's called a manufactured home park tenant notification. The owner has to give it to each tenant. This plan has to include a lot of information, including the owner's redevelopment plans and the timing, tenants' rights, a copy of the city's policy, and resources to help the tenants assess the conditions of their homes. The owners also have to create what's called a manufactured home park tenant relocation plan. It has to include a profile of the number of tenants in the park, each of their housing needs, and relocation preferences of each tenant. The owners have to identify options for their tenants to relocate their manufactured homes. The owner of the park has to provide the relocation plan, as well as responses from each tenant when they apply to the city for rezoning. The owner also has to provide a profile of the condition of each mobile home in their park and its ability to be moved. In its policy, the city is encouraging owners to stratify. The information they collect on each tenant gives the owner and the city an idea if stratification is possible.
So think of the options within the policy as kind of a hierarchy. The first option that we want to see is stratification.
Right.
If stratification can't work, then we want to understand why, if that rationale is legit. Then the next option is to pursue what we call residential rental tenure zoning, so that everything has to be rental, which is a dire need in this community, which is why we have it set up as option number two. And then the third and least desirable option, which is more the status quo in some municipalities, redevelop, provide appropriate notice, appropriate compensation, and then we want 25% of the units secured under a housing agreement so that the rent is reduced or the sale price is reduced, whatever the model is the developer is ultimately choosing.
So the third option is redevelopment into homes that will go on the market. The owner has to offer their current tenants the right of first refusal to buy these. 25% of them have to be affordable housing. The owner may pay the city $20,000 per manufactured home based on the maximum number of homes allowed in the park in lieu of providing 25% affordable housing. This money would go into the city's affordable housing kitty, and tenants would be displaced.
The city doesn't need to support the rezoning applications, and it is definitely something that staff will want to work with the developer on so that we can bring forward a viable plan to council that meets the objectives.
When they passed this policy in the summer, all city councilors were in favor of the intent of it, which is to minimize displacement of mobile home park tenants. However, Councillor Aaron Orlando voted against it.
I can't tell people right now, and I don't know anybody who can, that they would be able to, in the event of this redevelopment prompted by the introduction of this policy, be able to stay in their place, get a mortgage. I just don't have that information. I've tried to get it and get it included in the report, but until then, I just can't support it.
The thing is, the city doesn't know how lot prices will be set or if financing will work. According to Simon, this is precedent-setting policy in BC.
Should an application come in, and we will be making sure that effective communication with the residents is there. And one thing that is, you know, paramount for staff is if the intent of a policy that we're required to follow as per council's direction when they adopted this, if it can't be met, staff don't have to support a rezoning application.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as this community needs housing, and through this rezoning process, you know, someone, instead of having one single wide manufactured home, might be able to put a duplex or a triplex on there, just like you can in Johnson Heights, where they can do duplexes and single family dwellings in addition to manufactured homes. So, you know, you could see more housing as a result of the stratification process. We want to make sure the intent of the policy is followed, where people aren't displaced. That is the ultimate
goal. That's the number one goal.
That is the number one goal when we would be reviewing an application. And we have been clear with any prospective applicants that that is the goal of this policy. Mm-hmm. And so even if individuals can't purchase the land that their homes are sitting upon, we would still want to see people not displaced and them paying rental rates, lease rates, similar to pad rental. So how
very interesting. Like, who then who would own the land?
Well, so it would still be the existing owner that would own the lands. They just wouldn't transfer title.
Right.
And then it would still be the same owner-tenant relationship. But the big question that we would have then is, well, what are the rates that people are paying right now versus the rates that you would want to be charging them? And then does it become a relationship between a landlord and a tenant under the Residential Tenancy Act or the Manufactured Home Park Tenancy Act? So a lot of complexity to it.
Yeah.
And we knew when this policy was adopted, what we told council is there will be items that still need to be sorted out, those granular level details that you really don't know until you spend hours going through an application process. But the intent of the policy is worthy, and that is what we want to achieve.
So basically, if an application doesn't satisfy city staff, they can recommend that council doesn't pass it. Paul Simon estimates that the process to rezone from mobile home park to strata will take 8 to 20 months. The Cumming family hasn't yet applied to rezone the two mobile home parks. Charlene Cumming said in an email that they're just starting the process of stratification and that there's no guarantee the city will approve it. They don't have a time frame for when they will submit the application. She said their tenants will be notified. According to the policy, the company has to notify tenants 2 weeks before they submit the application. Cumming wrote, "We're very thankful for all our tenants, both past and present, for their choice over the years to live in our parks. We've done our best to be good landlords, but it's time for a change. We're going to try and figure out a way to hopefully be able to accommodate every one of our tenants." Oscar Street has 85 homes and Glacier Heights has 55. They're the two biggest parks in town. I've heard from many of the tenants who are worried about what might happen if stratification goes ahead. So stay tuned to Stoke FM for more stories on this. If you missed the first part of this story and want to listen to the whole thing, it's on our website. Check out the news section at stokefm.com.